This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, recently, and this has never happened to me before, which makes it just double delicious for me. Recently, an old sponsor of mine became a new sponsor of mine. So tonight, in their, not really the debut, because this has already been done before, way back in the past of the show, when it was called something else. But this portion of the show tonight is brought to you by AR500Armor.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Joining me for the first time this time around is CEO of AR-500 Armor. Tonight we are joined for the first time by David Reese. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well,
thank you for being a watchman on the wall protecting our rights.
I like to think of myself as an ugly, blunt object. Now,
well, you know, they say you have a face for radio, right?
That's it. That's it. Exactly. Even though I do the YouTube thing, but I always blur that part of it out. I just blur it, you know, just you've seen them. I blur the whole head out. This way to go.
Well, I just avoid the camera altogether.
Yeah. Hey, that's the best way to go. So, but see, my whole qualification to do what I do is the fact that I'm an egomaniacal narcissist. So, of course, I use a camera. All of that being swept aside, let's talk about AR-500 armor. Let's talk about your viewpoint, which I have talked about this before, but you have the same viewpoint. You look at armor as part of an overall checklist for a tool to ensure liberty.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. The thing is, you need a firearm, obviously, to be able to stop criminals, whether they are civilian criminals that are breaking into your home. You need them to stop foreign criminals. You know, invading armies are essentially just people acting under the banner of a foreign country claiming to be doing something that's right, when really, if it's an unjust war, it's wrong. But also, we know from our own history in America that sometimes we have to protect ourselves from people in our own governments. And that's why when servicemen enter the military, they take an oath to support and defend the Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And so you need more than just a firearm, though, because a firearm, everybody knows this. I mean, you have ammunition. You have other things that you want to have, including magazines, extra magazines for the moment. But you have to have training. You have to be prepared beyond that. And being prepared is more than just having the basic one piece that's most important. There are additional things. You know, police officers think about their firearm, and they also think about their body armor probably just as much, because they're thinking, I want to be able to not only win, but I want to be able to stay in the fight to support my friends who are also involved in trying to keep the peace, keep order, and they want to survive. They want to get home.
Now, that's a good comparison, because that shows that people, regular people, you know, sure, okay, they're in law enforcement, but they roll all day long wearing armor. And a lot of that has to do with getting the right carrier, the right fit, the right size, which AR-500 has a gigantic selection, And you're coming out with some stuff on your own, which I want to talk about in another segment. But this is really what you're describing is not that far beyond the pale. I mean, I was in the military for 7 years, but I was in during the Cold War, and we didn't have plate carriers in. We had LBE. I guess we were just supposed to, you know, duck and jive and, you know, shoot and do all this other stuff and just dodge the Soviets when they came over. The body armor, though, is like what you sell, what AR-500 armor makes. It's sort of evolved to where it can be worn every day. It can be trained with. It can be done well. And some of the details we're going to get into later on explains why the kit that I have has probably got to be the best civilian kit available out there. But I've seen where after a shooting, like after the Aurora shooting, when they were saying he was armored, they were talking, and he was never armored, right? He was never armored. He was wearing a Black Hawk vest, but he was never armored. But they were talking about how he was invulnerable to any bullets there, and having a gun there would have made no difference because he was armored. Armor is really a second chance, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there's no such thing as a bulletproof vest, right? There's bullet-resistant vests. There's ballistic-resistant vests. And so, again, this is a tool, just like a firearm. It's a tool. And the thing about these tools are meant to help us, right? You and I, and we're men. Our job is to work. We work and we keep. We make new things. We create new things. But we also have to protect, preserve, defend. We have to guard the things that have been made. There are advances in life that if we don't protect them, they can go away. And so there are people who are going to misuse tools, but our job is to use the tool right, and they have the right tool to make it so that when you are resisting evil, that you stop the threat, which is what your firearm is for, and that you can make it through the conflict, right? So having the right tool to be effective to deal with your threat level is important. And so you have to look at, you know, there are different types of armor. There's soft ballistic armor, there's steel, there's ceramic, and we provide all three. But you have to know what your purpose is, what kind of threats you're going to face, just like any work. When we examine what work we have to do, we're looking at the right tools for the job. And, you know, if you're digging a hole, you may decide, how big is this hole that I need to dig? Do I need a shovel? Do I need a backhoe? What is it that I need to accomplish the job? And a lot of the time, people just call us and ask for, well, what's the biggest thing, or what's the most expensive thing? And, well, we calm them down and we say, well, what is it that you're concerned about? What's the threat level that you're facing? And so we view ourselves, you know, you mentioned a second ago, this idea of using body armor as an instrument of liberty, as a tool of liberty. You have a duty to protect your God-given rights, to protect the fruit of your labor, to protect your family. You're the king of your castle. And if something goes thump in the night and you don't go and check it out, you know, you send your wife to go deal with it, you know, what are you doing? You're not doing your job. Your job is to protect your family. And so having the tools to not only protect your family, but to make it through, that's what we're here for. We're here to save lives of virtuous warriors, men that are willing to do their duty and stand in the gap. And that's what we're called to. And there's a lot of times when things that are unexpected happen, and we need to stand in the gap and do our duty. So whatever the tool is that's needed to get the job done, that's our goal, is to provide that tool. And in particular, we're trying to keep people alive, to keep them in the fight, to stay in the fight, to resist evil.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. This is the way we're going to be doing this for the next 365 days, David, so stay with me on this. AR500armor.com. Any purchase over $199, you can pay for that over 6 months if that's what you want to do. You cannot believe the depth of product they have designed to protect you and keep you, giving you that second chance in the gunfight. We'll be right back. My guest is CEO David Reese. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Today, because it's the first day, this portion of the show is brought to you by Armor for Everybody, Armor for every man, every woman out there. That's AR500Armor.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Joining me again is CEO of AR500 Armor, David Reese. If we could, let's talk about the Tetsudo plate carrier, which is your plate carrier. It's AR500 Armor's plate carrier. While I understand why you developed it, and I understand what led to you developing it, it's sort of unprecedented to develop it based upon the feedback you were getting. Because most companies get out there and say, you know, most companies would get out there and say, well, our product line is what it is, and pick something from there.
Yeah, Bill, at AR500 Armor, what we try to do is we try to have a constant feedback loop with our customer. It's important that we're actually meeting the needs of our customer because, you know, there are a lot of large defense suppliers that provide huge numbers of carriers and armor to the federal government in particular. But the funny thing, our company was actually started because we saw a need to the direct civilian market. Nobody was really providing for the citizen that wants to own body armor. And, you know, as a citizen, you know, we are defined by our rights. You know, we have rights that are safeguarded by the Constitution, that are safeguarded by the Bill of Rights, and this idea that we need to not only be citizens with rights, but to be those who aren't willing to be victims. And we thought, there's nobody providing direct-to-consumer sales of body armor. So we filled that niche. And, you know, 4 years ago, literally this was being made out of a garage. We were providing armor being made out of a garage. And the need was so huge. You know, now we're building out of a factory, but we're talking about over a period of 4 to 5 years, that kind of growth from a one-man shop, Tyler O'Neill founding the company, to now the place where we have multiple product lines. And what we've done, he has always been, the founder, Tyler, has always been just completely absorbed with trying to understand feedback from our customers. And so we've kind of built this into a process now where what we do is we put out a product, we get feedback, and we put out new iterations of the same thing. We're always trying to improve. And so there's this constant process of trying to make what we hear people want. So we literally have a meeting on a weekly basis where our R&D team talks to our customer service team about complaints they're getting from customers just on their phone calls and things like that. It's just it's a part of our process. So we actually have new improvements coming out for this next round of the Tetsudo plate carrier so that we can continue to improve it based upon that feedback. And that's what we're trying to do. That's the way we try to make sure that we can actually serve our customer and deal with that. As a smaller company coming in and trying to serve directly to the customer, We're trying to be nimble. We're trying to respond quickly, as opposed to, you know, the behemoths that are just making one size fit all type of things for military contracts.
Well, like the Tetsudo, for those of you who are not familiar with it, one plate carrier, but the plate carrier pocket, the plate pocket, is what's adjustable. So if you need a 11x14 extra large plate, it'll hold it, and a 10x12, it'll hold it. Because you can adjust that size to where the plate doesn't move. You don't want the plate to move. And some of the kits, I got to tell you, some of the kits I have dealt with other people in the past, other nylon companies, and two of them, their default position was a company like, say, Velocity Systems, who does the same kind of setup that I've got sitting right here on my floor, and the plate carrier costs more than this setup does at companies like that.
Yeah, no,
because of the fact that we are trying to sell directly to individuals as our primary focus, the concern has been people don't have a budget that's extracted through taxation. What they have is a budget that they've got what's in their wallet because of the work they did. And so we're trying to help people to not completely blow out their wallet or fill up their credit card, but have something that's affordable, that is a value item, that's going to be durable. And so, you know, one of the things about steel, which is our main product, we are selling steel armor. Steel will sit on the shelf for 20 years. You know, the soft armor, you know, 5 years sometimes, and some of the ceramics can be shorter than that. But we've been very, very conscious of the importance of providing a value product to our customer.
In the next segment, I want to talk about the importance of steel. I want to talk about how that sort of ties into your philosophy of being direct to civilians, the advantage of a civilian. But that's the advantage for a civilian to be going to AR-500 armor, besides price and some other things. But there's a lot of advantages to going to that. But to extract what he was saying, the Tetsudo plate carrier was a result of customer feedback, what they were looking for. And they got it right. And you're still continuing to tweak it and make it evolve, aren't you?
Yes. No. Yeah, we are. We have a lot of new products actually in R&D. We used to have a problem where basically, you know, growing pains is a small company. We got a ton of business in a short period of time, and we just started to become known for having a lead time. And we started to, you know, we were trying to launch new products simultaneously. And it was difficult to maintain launching new products while trying to keep up with the high demand for other things. So we had a number of things that we were doing that we started to reduce the number of new products we were releasing in order to really focus on catching up and getting new systems in place and building out our manufacturing facility and buying new equipment. And, you know, we've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into increasing efficiency. The reason we did that is because we really wanted to make it so we could provide things swiftly. But we also were trying to grow in a way where we weren't just being foolish about it. And so,
let me get you to hold right there. We'll carry over on that thought because that's very important. My guest is David Reese. He is the CEO of AR500Armor.com. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AR500Armor.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR500 Armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR500 Armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR500 Armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Joining me again is CEO David Reese of AR500Armor.com. When we last left off, they'd gotten so big they were having a little trouble getting their product out, and David was telling us how they resolved that issue, like they resolve every other issues they've had come across since 2012. So I'm sorry I had to interrupt you there, but, your spot was coming up.
Heartbreaks are heartbreaks, right?
Heartbreaks, that's right.
Yeah, what I was saying was just we had been really trying to improve our ability to get product out to expand our capacity, and we just kept growing. And especially, you know, around the time of the election and the preceding period, there was a lot of concern about, you know, what if Hillary had won and the potential risks to gun rights and also to related things like body armor. And so we had a lot of demand that we were keeping up with, and we figured out how to deal with that. But we've also been able to, by expanding our capacity and getting through that, come to a place where we've been able to release a lot of new products, and we're starting to really be able to go back to this innovation that we have really always loved, but had to a certain extent back off in order to really keep up with the current demand. So now, and we've been able to work out
our processes and deal with the kind of growth that we had, we've been able to stabilize, really mature as an organization, and get to a place where we can deal with innovation and keeping up with demand simultaneously. So you were asking about the Testudo and it being designed around consumer feedback, and it was. And again, we keep trying to improve our products. We're focused on an iterative process where we have this feedback loop. You know, a lot of your listeners are servicemen, and they have heard about the OODA loop, where there's this observe, orient, decide, act, and this idea of constantly making decisions in that order where you're getting information and thinking through. And so we try to apply that. We try to think through how do we make this better? How do we make it more efficient, more effective for our customer?
That part, I mean, I know a lot of people do that, but I mean, like, let's talk about the whole idea about the steel plate, because the steel plate, not a new thing, but what you guys recognize is what a lot of people don't recognize. There's a lot of purists in the military that go there and say, well, of course, the latest lightweight ceramic that is, of course, is $1,200 a pop, that's going to be your best bet as far as weight and all the load you got to carry. The problem is that when you retire from the military, your S4 does not come with you. You don't have that supply chain anymore.
Right.
So when a civilian buys armor, they've got to buy something that is durable. And now, were you guys the ones that actually developed the SPAL coating that you came out with to try to make it just that much better?
We worked through a number of different coatings, and we were trying to figure out, and again, you know, this was Tyler O'Neill, the founder of the company. He really focused on trying to figure out how to solve the age-old question, which is, with steel armor, when it gets shot, the bullet shatters, fragments, it, you know, sends shards out. And so how do you stop that? And so he was trying to come up with a solution for that and tried a number of different coatings. And the Paxcon coating that we put on was the best material at the time, and we thought would accomplish the job. And, you know, we actually are constantly testing all of our solutions and trying to figure out how to improve what we've got going. And so just like tweaks here and there sometimes, and there's evolutionary changes, and then sometimes there's revolutionary changes. And so with the steel, different hardnesses of steel are a part of what we also try to think through, because catching fragmentation is one thing. We're also trying to make sure that we can stop multiple hits. So you mentioned the ceramic plates. The problem with ceramic plates, in part, is that getting shot in the same location, you know, if you have an expensive ceramic plate and there's multiple pieces, you really can't still take multiple shots in the same place normally unless there's some sort of a layered approach. Most of the more affordable ceramic plates have one piece, and so when it gets hit, the whole thing can become compromised.
Right.
So with steel, multiple rounds can hit. And we ended up actually with a number of soldiers that were in Afghanistan that were concerned about, you know, if I drop my ceramic plate, if I get hit by one round and I'm not able to get back to base for a few days or whatever. And there were concerns that they had about ceramic. And so we ended up with people actually buying our steel to use it in combat.
Right.
Because of the fact that the situation didn't really allow for even the supply chain to properly give them what they needed, because they couldn't get it replaced on a daily basis or couldn't get it replaced if it dropped where they're on a march through the mountains. And so there is some extra weight, but with the different experimentation that we're doing, we are always trying to figure out the limits of hardness. And some of the difficulties about hardness is if something gets too hard, you know, it will shatter sometimes when it's hit by a round. So the weird thing is some of the experiments we're doing with steel, you know, have you ever seen steel shatter? It's a weird thing to watch. But we are always trying to figure out what's the maximum hardness that we can get in order to fulfill the purpose of allowing multiple hits, making it as light as possible. Because the harder it is, generally, the more effectively it can stop at a thinner piece. And so the way to eliminate weight is to make it thinner. And so, you know, we have the level 3+, which isn't just harder, but you know, there's level 3+, which is the same thickness, but we also have level 3+ lightweight, which is really designed to make it so that you can cut off a little bit of the weight and still stop a stronger threat than just level 3.
Right up to 7.62 by 51, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll stop a 308, and it'll stop it at, over 2,800 feet per second. But it's not just one, it also, we tested for 6 of them. And in fact, the level 3 plus, when we designed it around, was the problem with level 3 is, it's an arbitrary rating that was designed by the federal government. And so it doesn't actually deal with some of the threats that are very common in America. There, if you have a full metal jacket 223 round, hit a level 3 plate, a lot of the time, the problem is they can go through that. And so the level 3 plus, we designed it to try to stop that threat. And so the level 3 plus is meant to deal with that threat that isn't really covered by the levels, because when you jump up to level 4 is for a 30-06. And so where's the American threat, the primary threat in America for a rifle round? Maybe 223.
Right. We're coming up on the next break, so let me get you to hold right there, and we'll get back on the multiple threat thing and everything else. One thing I want to say, and I want to emphasize this wholeheartedly. To the best of my knowledge, AR-500 armor was the first one of their type to come out angling for the civilian market versus the military market. And it's priced accordingly. And at the same time, if you're looking for something that's going to protect you, that's going to withstand the test of time, that you're not going to have to replace because of some date that passes, this is the way to go. And with the 3 Plus Lite, they've eliminated everything. And, one place to go, all your stuff, pouches, IFAC kits, everything. They've got it all there. You can set up the whole thing right at one place, AR500Armor.com. My guest is CEO David Reese, and this is Lock and Load.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you tonight by AR500Armor.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Yeah, this is your chance to do that right now. If you haven't already done it, by the way, if you've already done it, well, welcome to the Armored Republic. I just got back in it. My guest this hour is CEO of AR500 Armor, David Reese. Before we run out of time in this hour, David, I never, you know, I had always thought about a bunch of stuff when, you know, I was preparing my possible, you know, used to be the zombie apocalypse, the EMP. Now I guess it might be Black Lives Matter or the Democrats. ISIS. I have something I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag, by the way. So the one thing that was missing, though, was any sort of armored setup, which despite all of, you know, I train with weapons, I train with the gear that I'm going to run out the door, but without that second chance, I was really not finished, was I?
No, you weren't. I mean, the second half of the equation really is the armor, right? You need the firearm to stop the bad guy, but you need the armor to stop the bad guy's bullet.
How many people when you're talking to people or when they're calling in asking about this stuff? How many people actually get out there and say, "How bad do I actually need armor?"
You know, I think that's actually a big part of it, Bill. I think you hit the nail on the head, and that is a lot of people don't think about it. And this idea of, do I need armor, I don't think really crosses people's minds. I think that we've done a great job as the firearms community to really emphasize the importance of Second Amendment rights. And the first thing you think about is, of course, the tool to actually fight back. But the things that help to keep you in the fight, the things that help you to be able to sustain yourself, to not be taken out, are things that I think we don't like to think about as much. And I think a part of that is just because we don't like to think about the potential downside, right? We like to think about, I think we have a sense of responsibility I think in the Second Amendment community, we have a strong sense of responsibility compared to a lot of other groups in America. And so we do think about the idea that I need to have a firearm in order to do my duty, in order to protect, and I need to be responsible. And we think about training to some extent and making sure that we're handling our firearms in a safe way. But I think we don't a lot of the times think about the extra things we need, which body armor is one of the essential pieces of equipment. Having training is a really important part of preparedness as well. And just practicing, you know. And so I think that those kinds of thoughts, what you just asked about, the idea of how do people approach that question, I think beginning to think it through, what kind of armor would serve me well. And I think a lot of the times, really, the most common threat you're going to run into, unless we're talking about some sort of a larger situation, or unless you're in a professional use, a lot of the time you're looking at soft body armor that's going to be able to stop pistol rounds. Our 3A body armor will stop a 44 Magnum at 1,400 feet per second, which, honestly, to get the round to go that fast, we basically have to fire it out of a rifle anyway.
That's a kick. But, I mean, when you look at a lot of instances where, I mean, we've all seen what happened in New Orleans. We've seen what happened in Los Angeles back in the 90s. At any particular juncture, there's not enough police to handle stuff. And you may be thrown out there sort of on your own. And that sustainment part, you were talking about sustained, being able to sustain defensive operation is, you know, it's a military thing. Military takes a lot of care to make sure they cover all the bases. Not having body armor means that's one base that's left uncovered, doesn't it?
It does. And I think that some of the, you know, the big things, we look at these things that can happen that are big events, which, you know, they happen historically, right? Wars happen, disasters happen, civil unrest happens. We have been blessed by God to have such an elongated period of relative calm and peace, and I pray that continues. But I also think that there are lesser threats that happen on a daily basis, things where you're at work or where you're in your car or where you're at home, and there's some sort of a threat. And I think people think, you know, body armor, that's something where you need an hour to suit up, right? And the reality is we provide stuff that, you know, can fit in a briefcase or a backpack or whatever, where you've got a ballistic panel that nobody even knows you have. Just like you conceal carry, right? I don't normally walk around open carry, and I conceal carry when I'm carrying most of the time. So that being the case, I'm not trying to make it so that people are aware that I can resist them. I don't want them to know that I'm a threat, but I want to be a threat, and I don't want to necessarily know that I'm a harder target to take out, but to make it so that I'm taunting anybody or anything like that, but I want to have that ability to resist. And so at home, you know, a lot of the time people just have something where there's a simple carrier that you can throw on quickly, something that you literally can just throw over your head in 5 seconds and make it so that when you grab your gun, you throw on this quick armor to put on and you go out and check out what you're concerned about. Now, if there's something where you're concerned at work and you have a panel in your briefcase and you just hold it up while you're escaping. You know, a big part of it, tactical retreats are a big part of staying alive. And the same is true when you're in the car. One of the most vulnerable times that you've got is when you're stuck someplace in a car and you can't move because you have this psychological urge to stay with your car. And so as a result, if you don't have anything to make it so that you are able to defend yourself, if you don't have a firearm in your car, if you don't have some sort of a ballistic panel in your car, I don't think you're really ready for the kinds of situations that can pop up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Being in the car is sort of that's a really bad instinct. That's a really bad instinct to have. You need to be vacating the car and looking for cover, not, you know, because I don't think I'm too premature by saying if you get caught in a firefight in a car, the car is probably going to be disabled real quick. So you don't need to stay there no more. You need to be getting out there with your body armor on, and you need to have something light enough to where you can move around. It needs to be cut in such a way to where you can use your arms, use your weapon, use everything that you've got, every tool you've got. And that's what I'm finding with the Tetsudo and with the level 3 plus light. that answers all the questions, that dots all the I's, crosses all the T's. Very shortly, I'm going to be running this out there on a SWAT range, and we'll see how easy it is to move around on that and everything. That'll be video number two. So
now, just a tip for you here: make sure to not, if you're moving around quite a bit, make sure it's not on too loose or too tight, because you know, either one of those can cause some serious problems while you're moving around. And you know, we have a little storefront here in Phoenix as well that we have just in front of our factory. A lot of the times what we do is we just have people come in and we'll help them to suit up. We'll have people coming in that have already bought it and they're trying to figure out, well, what's the best way to wear this. And we have some good videos on our YouTube channel that are meant to help with that. We try to have products that kind of cover the price spectrum, but generally you can get in with a steel plate, $65 just to get into that base. And I think people think about armor as being this thing that's going to cost them an arm and a leg, and that would defeat the purpose, right? But the thing is, we've made it so that it's no longer something that's outside of the reach of just the ordinary consumer. And so our goal is to make it so that every man can provide armor for himself to do his duty.
Every man. And that's the thing. This is this stuff that I've got, this is set up with, it's got a soft armor trauma plate behind it, or a trauma pad behind it. It's exactly what I need. And I haven't set it up all the way. I got to put some pouches on it and need to get me an IFAC to stick on it. And then it'll be ready to go. And then we're going to take it out this coming weekend and have a little fun with it. AR500armor.com. Every sale over $199 is eligible for 6-month payback. This is Armor for America. And it is brought to you by my guest, CEO David Reese. You'll hear from him again very soon. David, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It was an honor.
The honor was mine, but we'll be in touch. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.